What can I say? It's been a long time since I last started an episode like this. I want to welcome you sincerely to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. The last four episodes have been a tangent in the history of Sweet But Salty because they were in German, and I actually recorded videos and took the audio off the videos and publish them as podcast episodes. What can I say? It's time to go back to basics. And the basics are English and the audio format, in which it's so much easier to focus on what you want to say and be really precise and concise and focused. Because when you have a camera in front of your face, it's always a little hard to focus, and you have to think about how you look while you speak, and yeah, it's just a different vibe, so to say. So, we're back to English, we're back to the audio format, and not much has changed because I still haven't figured out the overall topic that I really want to focus on in my podcast. Maybe it should be not like random life advice, but more like advice for artists, or not even advice, but just talking about my vision and my big goal for the coming time and years. And I haven't really done that, if I think about it that way. Like, I haven't really spoken about what I really envision and what I really care about when it comes to my art. And I think I'm gonna do that in a future episode. In the next episode, to be precise, this one is really just somewhat of a reset and a reflection of what I've learned in the past couple of weeks, focusing on German episodes and videos. And what I've learned is mainly that creating content of any kind is really a hard thing. It's not hard, it's also fun, but it always takes a lot of thought and a lot of planning and consideration and a lot of time to make something worthwhile and to make something that's really valuable and that's gonna be valuable for many people and for many years to come. And as I've said, shooting videos isn't easy at all because you're so focused on how you look, and that's the difference to a podcast episode, because right now I can just sit here in a really comfy outfit without makeup, very weirdly, on my chair, which I'm actually doing, and record this episode and still communicate what I have to say and make it something worth listening to, I hope. So I do have a lot of respect for content creators who create videos of a very high quality and at a very high level, and who do that multiple times a week sometimes, which is crazy to me, because managing creativity and work is kind of hard. I mean, I started a new job about 1.5 months ago, so I'm still in this phase of getting used to everything and kind of establishing new routines. But I really like my job and it's so much fun. But having a balance between my job and the things I want to do at the side is still somewhat tricky. And yeah, so from my German video tangent, I've also learned that it makes a difference which language you speak. You feel different when you speak German, English, or whatever native language that you have. There is a difference. And it's so interesting and important to have that in mind because I feel kind of more confident when I speak English. I don't know why. It's probably because when I learned English in school, I had a really amazing teacher, and he always gave me the feeling that I was really good at what I was doing. And I think I've mastered English quite well for someone who isn't a native speaker. So That's probably one of the reasons why I feel more confident speaking English. And it's also kind of a breakup of my usual routine because, of course, I don't speak English every day in real life, so to say. So when I do, it's always somewhat of a special thing and a special occasion. And I think that comes through in my episodes because each of them tends to be really special and dear to my heart. And I wouldn't say that it was a wrong decision to kind of try out German and videos at all. I would say it's fun. It has its place. But I am going to focus my content a lot more on what I think is unique about me and what I can offer to the world that hasn't been seen or heard before. And next episode, I'm actually going to talk about what that is. So thank you so much for listening. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate this episode to let me know that you liked it so I can make more content like this. You can also rate my entire podcast over there, which would help me out tremendously. And it would also make me really happy. And I really hope that you're going to tune in next episode when I'm going to tell you about my art plans for the future. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. And I'll catch you soon. Bye.